You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 713-780-3776. Anything that we've talked about, you're more than welcome to get in here. And AC is here. He wants to talk about the Deshaun situation. What do you say, AC?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I just want to see, do you think this is the beginning of Deshaun's villain story? Kind of like Kobe's kind of deal after his charges, and then when LeBron went to Miami, is this the, like, the new villain version of Deshaun?
Dude, that's a great call. I did not even think about the Kobe angle, because Kobe came back. We forget about it because everyone is, you know, Kobe's beloved now after passing away. And Kobe, frankly, you know, won an Oscar, girl dad. Like, Kobe's narrative changed, certainly, over time. But that's actually a great call, because Kobe was in his prime still. That happened in 2003. Kobe came in the league in 1996. Kobe's stuff happened in 2003. He was very much in his prime. Kobe was looked at. He came back and gave himself the nickname Black Mamba. That was his own nickname. He gave himself a tattoo, or he went and got a tattoo. He changed his number. He created
he
a little different.
Himself.
It was a little different persona. But he didn't lean into. He didn't try to rebrand as Kobe the nice guy like he had been previously. He leaned into, okay, this is who I am now. The villain story, as AC said.
Deshaun ain't going to do that.
I don't think he will either, but has he been contrite so far?
I think he's going to continue. Has he been contrite? His phony ways. He hasn't spoken. How do we know?
That's what I'm saying. Are we sure Deshaun's not going to lean into
apparently, like, I think screw, the Browns are
chip
going,
on the shoulder?
I think the Browns are going to have a press conference, and he's going to have to
team
discuss it.
Team Mulligetta.
Yeah.
I get the fact. I get the feeling they're a team squad.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah. I think with David, he's like, watch what we're going to do, Deshaun. Not only are we going to get you out of Houston, we're going to get you the most money any quarterback's ever got. And that is an FU moment to the Texans, to the league, to everybody. I don't know. I think there is a chance that Deshaun, I'm with you. If I had to put a $10,000 chip on it, I'd say Deshaun tries to go good guy image. Because he's already mentioned about rehabbing his image. Like, he already said something.
No, the first thing he said was, I want to thank my Lord Jesus. I mean, he's not going to do it. That's the first thing he said. So he's not.
You're probably right.
He's not doing that.
But if people don't, quote unquote, let him, if he feels like he's being disrespected or people are staying on him, it wouldn't be crazy if he got a chip on his shoulder.
Oh, really? In Cincinnati?
You know how many slimes he's going to do?
In Baltimore?
He's going to do the most slimes
Pittsburgh.
You've ever seen.
Yeah.
The most slimes ever in history.
Who's he going to do it with? How's he going to get that? Amari?
Do you know I got hit by?
How about the receivers?
One of our listeners, Eric, and actually it's actually a few said, "Yeah, I do know he does like gang stuff all the time. Yeah. he's blood. Like if you notice, he'll wear red shoes. He won't wear blue shoes. He wears the red bandana. He does five all the time. Which I was like, what is five? 5 points? You'll see him. He said, and I noticed it. I've noticed it. Like, Honey Badger also was blood. There's some other players, and it's not like it was when you're growing up. Like, it's more like neighborhood affiliation stuff. It's not serious stuff for a lot of these guys. But I never knew that until some people hit me to, and then I noticed on Twitter after that when somebody would say they just come on Deshaun's page and just say five or something like that, or Tyrann Mathieu, and people would say, what does that mean? Why are you saying that? And every once in a while, somebody who knew would chime in like. Mm-hmm. And they kind of tell you, but Deshaun is the villain story. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
I think he's going to continue to go phony.
You really don't think?
No.
Hey, here's another Eric wants to talk about Deshaun. Maybe this is the same one that hit me to all that.
What up,
I didn't know
Eric?
About him.
Hey guys. So I just had a quick question about, you know, I'm driving, so obviously not I can't Google, but I was just trying to see what's the similarities between what happened to Ben Roethlisberger. And did he come out as good as Deshaun did, or do you think that the league is treating it differently based off of the cases and kind of how that, I guess, turned out?
Ben Roethlisberger was never charged with any crimes, but here I'll read it to you right now. Ben Roethlisberger was never so. Ben Roethlisberger, it's called a rapist and all this stuff. He was never charged with crimes either. So Ben Roethlisberger was never charged with any crimes. Allegations were part of his reputation after that. Ben and the Steelers put space between him, and those headlines with sustained winning on the field and a legacy that tied him to one of the most storied franchises in the NFL. I'm trying to remember the allegations. Here's one. Let's see. Ben Roethlisberger's allegations, because, God, it was so long ago. Miami invited Roethlisberger to a summer camp. He wasn't offered a scholarship. No. This is getting to his. Here, we'll have to look it up because I've got to re. I know there's an issue in a bar in a bathroom, right, John?
Yeah.
There was never charges for Ben. There's not going to be charges for Deshaun Watson. I know there were two incidents with Roethlisberger.
There were. One was at a casino hotel. And the other was in a bathroom at a bar.
In 2009, Andrea McNulty, an employee of Harris Hotel in Lake Tahoe, accused Roethlisberger of rape. And that's something that Kobe was accused of, but Deshaun Watson was never accused of that. She alleged the assault took place in his hotel room in 2008 after he asked her to help him fix the TV. McNulty, golly, it sounds just like the Kobe stuff. McNulty said she begged him to stop. She said she experienced depression after the assault and eventually entered a mental health institution. She also accused 8 fellow employees of covering up the incident. The case was settled out of court in 2012. Roethlisberger faced no negative action from the NFL, but in 2010, Roethlisberger was in spotlight. Again, a second sexual assault allegation surfaced. SI reported this time from a college student in Georgia. The 20-year-old woman claimed Roethlisberger assaulted her in the bathroom of a nightclub. That's the one we remember. Due to the lack of evidence, Georgia prosecutors did not press charges, and the case was dropped a month later, although the only penalty for Roethlisberger that he faced for either accusation was missing a few games. Some fans began to wonder if these alleged assaults indicated a pattern of violent behavior. So that's Ben.
Yeah, and Deshaun's got... Well, he's got 22 accusations. A lot of them are not even close to what this woman. The woman is accusing him in the hotel room of Ben in the hotel room says that she fixed the TV and then he blocked the door and she tried to kiss her. She said no and he threw her on the bed and he raped her. That's what she says. So,
which is different than anything Deshaun was accused of.
Right. Deshaun was accused of being forced to have her perform.
Yeah, there was one person who accused which is a force. That's something else. But did you when did Roger Goodell take over the NFL?
Oh, wow.
Do you remember?
7, 8, 08, 09, 10?
Yeah, it was at least 07.
Yeah.
It was at least 07, maybe 06. So Ben Roethlisberger would have been inside that.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was inside both of those incidents.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking...
06.
I was thinking one of them was earlier than that. I felt like the one in the bar, I felt like came first, but I guess
did.
Not.
Apparently, this woman is accusing Ben just recently. This latest accusation is coming very recently.
But the bar one came in 2012. I don't feel like we
yeah,
were...
Yeah, no.
I thought it was well before then.
No, maybe. No. I don't think so. He won his Super Bowl.
And I have heard people say Ben only only was accused by 22 women. Deshaun is 22. Dude, Ben's accusations are pretty strong, too.
Yeah, right.
You know, they didn't find, of course, you know, then you have to be consistent with innocent until proven guilty. Deshaun has admitted to what he says were consensual acts, multiple consensual acts. Ben never admitted to anything, but those are two incidents. I mean, you know, you can smoke and fire both of them if you want to.
For Big Ben, the Lake Tahoe thing happened in 2009, and the bar thing happened the next year in 2010.
Right, but allegedly, I don't think that one came out. That one didn't come out. The bar thing came out.
Well, that's like Kobe. I would have told you. I would have swore that the Kobe stuff happened in like 07, 08. Well, that's when the court stuff happened.
It actually, the event happened in 2003 on Kobe. It was 5 years later.
Yeah. I drove by there. I saw the place where it happened. Where
the Kobe stuff?
Yeah, where Kobe stuff went down. We were driving on in Colorado, and I said, hey, that's the hotel right there.
There's Kobe's hotel. Do you remember it?
That's known as Kobe's hotel now.
You remembered it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What, Kobe's incident?
You remember the hotel?
Oh, the name of it? No. 912 ESPN 97.5. That's our comp segment. No, that's not our comp segment. We just actually took a couple of calls, and now our comp segment is next. I'm going to ask Lance if he agrees with some of the comps that I found here on the interwebs.
They're all trash, most of them.
But, right.
I haven't seen them yet.
Unless, I wonder if some of them weren't copied by guys. Well, we'll see if how close yours are to
Can
theirs.
I do a trash? There's a new trash bag emoji people are using on my mock drafts where I don't know what it's from. This black guy drags his trash bag out and immediately lifts it and throws it into a can. Like, there's a new trash emoji people are using.
Yeah.
A GIF for my mock drafts.
Well, but I think other guys
like
that are copying
your
mock.
Like, trash can on fire. I've seen that. Yeah. Trash can that's on fire that's
dumpster that's
going,
on fire.
The dumpster, yeah, the dumpster that's going down the,
the road.
The road, yeah, because of the water or whatever. Yeah, that's been done.
Yeah.
I need some new guy
throwing trash into the dumpster.
Yeah, that's the new one.
That's nice. Yeah, a little originality.
Yeah, I like it. It's
right.
Fine.
Yeah. Right now, though, you need a little insurance.
Well, TGS Insurance helps you get that. All you have to do is text the word money to 232323. And within 15 seconds, they're going to give you a firm quote on your homeowner's insurance. Here's the big difference. You don't have to sit on a phone line and wait all day long or push for call plus two, plus three, plus four. Please wait. And then you're waiting and waiting, and you don't have to do that. With TGS Insurance, they allow you to get the very best rate from A-rated insurance companies, and all you have to do is text the word money to 232323. It sparks when you give them your address. It hits their algorithm, and then within seconds, you're going to get a text back that gives you the lowest rate that they have. Then compare it to what you're paying. Now, I always have to remind people this. If you've paid your homeowner's insurance in advance like I do, to try to get the best discount possible, you can actually get that money back. You can get that money, the prorated amount, back. They'll send you a check. So you don't have to sit there and wait until your homeowner's insurance is done, whatever you prepaid. You can get that back prorated immediately. Text the word money to 232323 or go to the website, tgsinsurance.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
It's time to plan your next staycation, but where to go? Surfside Beach, of course. It's only an hour from Houston and has 4 miles of beautiful beaches, plus fishing, hiking, surfing, and more. At Surfside Beach, Texas, you can rent a beach house, stay at a hotel, or bring your RV to experience big-time family fun. Check out the Visit Surfside Beach, Texas Facebook page for upcoming events and download the Surfside Beach, Texas mobile app to plan your vacation today.
Weekends are usually for football, but with the Union Kitchen's locally famous brunch, my priorities have shifted. Their breakfast pizza, churro donut holes, lobster omelet, and even their famous $21 mimosa special, they are game changers. Whether it's for brunch, lunch, or dinner, the menu at Union Kitchen has something for everyone, from burgers, wood-fired pizza, salad, sandwiches, or their classic entrees. You simply can't go wrong. They have safe outdoor dining and one of the best happy hours in town. With over 6 locations in the Houston area, there's one close to you. Find out more at unionkitchen.com.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Tis the season to make college basketball a little more fun, a lot more fun, with MyBookie.ag. It's amazing how a wager or a directional school of the South versus a ubiquitous university can get your motor running. If you're already on MyBookie or you're a brand new customer, log in now and make your bets. Click on bonuses and contests for all the current special offers. You can get a 50% deposit match on your initial deposit or a 25% reload bonus for your MyBookie regulars. And with MyBookie, it's not just college basketball. It's NBA, NHL, MMA, NFL future bets, and even golf tournaments. It's so easy, too. Whether you're on your laptop or your phone, MyBookie.ag is super simple. Simple and fun. Sign up or reload today with MyBookie and use the promo code BET975. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975, and make college hoops a lot more fun. That's right, you can bet anytime, anywhere, any place, on any device, with the only place that I always encourage you to do it. That's MyBookie.ag.
the godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We were just talking about it during a break, but if you are getting a catered event from Damaris Barbecue, think about the fried chicken. Think about it's not Damaris Barbecue, it's Damaris Catering. Think about the fried chicken. It's excellent. I'm telling you, it's excellent. So if you're going to cater something, and they cater everything over at Damaris, get the fried chicken. It's awesome. Trust me. Lance, you had it. It's really good. Really good.
It's really good. A little spicy, a little kick in it, which I like.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good. It was good. I like fried chicken.
It's my favorite.
It's good. It's not great for you.
Meal.
I got an air fryer.
When I'm on death row, my final meal might be fried chicken.
When it happens.
When it happens.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you eating, Tyler? Barbecue?
No. Maybe a good steak.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good
one. I want something with more flavor. I like steak. Oh,
nice.
I love
steak.
Ribeye
from Michael's, from Pete's?
No, it has great flavor. I want something with more complex flavor. Like salt and pepper. Steak has great flavor if you season it right. And then sometimes it's a garlic. It's got a little bit of garlic, a little bit of butter, and just a tad tiny bit of Worcestershire in it. You heat it up, you mix it, and you can just kind of baste a steak at the very end when you kind of seal it and caramelize it. It's fantastic. But I'm talking about something that has a little bigger, like a bold, like a little more, like a good barbecue will have that. You know what I'd have? A giant Reuben sandwich from like a place like a Kenny and Ziggy's, and I would just. Yeah. I haven't finished.
Yeah.
Come on, you're supposed to. We got to go fry you. I'm sorry. Do you see how much of the sandwich is still left? I get to finish this because their sandwiches are like this big. They're going to cost you about $65. But I'm sorry, I only ate one half of this sandwich. I still have to eat the other half. It could take another 4 hours. Just hold it while we fry you. Now those onions are caramelized. Hey, that's rude.
How did it turn into you telling us how to cook a steak? When did that happen? When exactly
it always
did
happens
that happen?
Like that.
When did the it show get happens. That out
I'm
of
just
control?
Telling you, though, that's the little secret, a it's little not, extra flavor no. at the end.
I make the greatest steak in the world.
I make the best steak in the world.
I got it at Pete's. I'm
Nobody touches
you.
My steaks.
No.
Untouchable. Unwittable.
Okay. Malik Willis, your comp.
Easy. Sam Darnold. I put arm, Jay Cutler, body type, playing style, Jalen Hurts. This guy, well, because he's national, and probably he'll go with white quarterback, I bet.
Lamar Jackson.
Okay, so Lamar's not bad, but here's the problem.
Because he's actually inaccurate?
He's because he runs so well. He's much more Jalen Hurts than he is Lamar Jackson. But he runs really, really well. But I had to acknowledge his arm talent. So I cheated. Arm Jay Cutler, playing style, body type, because his body type's very similar to Jalen Hurts.
Kenny Pickett.
I did this yesterday. Andy Dalton.
Okay, he's got Daniel Jones.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay. Sam Howell.
Well, really what he is Sam Ehlinger is actually his comp, but I can't say that because people will start to cry. Because that's who he is. He's almost exactly like Sam. He's a more athletic version. I've got Chase Daniel. They still cried.
He's got Baker.
Okay.
Carson Strong.
Oh, God. He's got no legs left. I mean, here's what I put for Carson Strong. I said Drew Bledsoe. That's not really. I need to go back and change that.
He's got Sam Bradford.
No, he can't move at all. He's really Philip Rivers right now, but with a great arm.
Oh,
so you can't say the two.
That's awful.
He moves like Philip Rivers, but has an arm like Drew Bledsoe. But it hasn't looked like that in the postseason, so I don't even know that there's an actual good comp.
He's got really good players comps on all of these guys. I guess this is the best of their version, the best they can be. Like Evan Neal, the offensive tackle. Who you got for him?
And that's the problem is when you first get into this, you start realizing your comps. Once you have a few, like I had for Sam Darnold, you know how my comp was for Sam Darnold? size-wise, playing style, I tried to comp him to Andrew Luck, and then you get cooked.
Yeah.
But then they go, you had Andrew Luck. I'm like, so I got Jordan Mailata from the Philadelphia Eagles. Same size, same athletic ability.
He's got Tyron Smith.
Okay, that's a lot. But
yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's got, like, yeah. Like there's some guys in here that people wouldn't know, like Daniel Falele.
Yeah. Daniel Falele is not a lot of guys. He's 380 pounds.
Right. I mean, he's got Orlando Brown for him.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh, I already know Aiden Hutchinson. I've got Kyle Vandenbosch.
You got Vandenbosch? He's got TJ Watt. See, he's putting the best
TJ's version. Too much.
Yeah.
That's too much. Like, you got to be careful doing that stuff. You can say, you can get away with, who's the other one? White Boy Super Squad from Washington for years and years.
The defensive
from Purdue.
End. Yeah.
Yeah, him. That was also a potential comp for him.
I forget. Jordan Davis.
So I had to change my comp yesterday. My comp had been Ted Washington, and my editor said, you still want to stick with Ted Washington after this workout? I said, no, Haloti Ngata.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and Haloti is actually a pretty good comp. Maybe it's the comp
he's
I should
have.
He's
got Vince Wilfork.
That's not bad.
Yeah?
That's not bad. A little different body types. Vince maybe not the same. That's not a bad comp, though. I'm okay with that.
Derek Stingley.
Sting was tough. I didn't do Patrick Peterson. I wanted to because he's going to work out like it. Stingley, my comp on Stingley is Stephon Gilmore.
He's got Jalen Ramsey.
I got Stephon Gilmore.
You think highly of him then.
Jalen Ramsey's better than Stephon Gilmore. No one even has Gilmore. People aren't even paying Gilmore.
Gilmore was I don't know if he had a Jaylen's better career, but multi-time. Gilmore.
Gilmore had two really good seasons, and then the Patriots didn't want him anymore, and no one will pay him now.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like they're off of Stephon Gilmore completely.
How about Texans? Pick him up. Guess what? Kyle Hamilton, the safety out of Notre Dame.
I think I got a pretty good one on Kyle Hamilton. Oh, it's Cam Chancellor.
Oh, you got Chancellor? Wow. Yeah. He's got Jamal Adams.
He's a big hitter, like Cam Chancellor was.
Yeah, Cam Chancellor was a big hitter. Holy crap. 713-780, he's got...
By the way, if any of you are... I'll let two people do it. I've got a brand new draft program where I created an NFL with the analytics director of the Tampa Bay Bucks, at least for the last 5 years.
Kerrigan, yeah.
Ryan Kerrigan. There it is. So if you guys... I'll let two of you be in on the beta testing of the draft. So we allow you to create your own draft grades using an NFL scouting platform, and it takes into account their physical testing and physical traits, and you can use that. We're in the beta process of it right now. So hit me on direct message on Twitter. I'll pick two of you to go ahead and be our beta testers, and you can create your own draft grades. If you're like really, really, really into the NFL draft, you got to be into these guys, and you can write up your own scouting reports. There's a place for strengths, weaknesses. You will use the slider for the different you'll slide the slider back and forth where you think a player's traits are, and then you hit submit, and it will create a draft grade for you. So it's something we're going to release this year. So for two of you, you can hit me up on direct message, and I'll let you become a beta tester.
All right, 926 ESPN 97. Let's get Jason in here before we take a break. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's up, guys? I have a question for Lance about the draft.
Yep.
Give me your information on George Karlaftis from Purdue. Is he a nice sleeper pick at our Browns pick or what?
Yes.
And also was talking about to my friends, either we go heavy in the first round on draft or we go offense and build up for Bryce Young next year. Give me your opinions, both of y'all. Have a great day.
So that's an okay. So first of all, I had Karlaftis going to the Browns at 13. So I absolutely think there's a chance he could be a Texans pick at 13 because he fits a Texans model to an extent. He's very strong. He's pretty explosive at a 37-inch vertical leap. He's not the best run defender. Like, you expect him to be stronger and like more explosive at the point of attack. But what he is he's a power rusher. He can run through offensive tackles. He's very, very strong. and explosive as a bull rusher. So I think what George Karloftis is one of these really strong, and you'd like him, John, because he's Greek, but he's a very strong power rusher who is pretty good at the point of attack, but not going to be a huge playmaker. He's average, very average in terms of his lateral quickness and stuff like that. But Karloftis, I think, is somewhere between 13 and 18 is where I could see him. So I think he's in play for the Texans, potentially. And then it really depends on what you do at three, because three could be Hutchinson, Neal, or Ekwonu. And then in terms of what they do in the first round, my guess is I really don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't think they're going to – knowing what I know about the draft, so you lost David Ajabo probably out of the first, unfortunately. Guy who came in studio with us tore his Achilles at his pro day. Pretty sad. I reached out to him, and he's in good spirits, but – I think the Texans, the one thing that's interesting is it wouldn't shock me if they maybe moved a pick here or there to add more draft capital next year in case they don't love Davis Mills, because then they have the firepower to move up and get a Bryce Young. Or if they're not good, they'll be there anyway. So, but if I were going to draft this year, knowing what I know about the about this draft class, I would actually think it's going to be your focus is going to be on offensive line and the secondary and pass rush. That's where I would look. Cornerback, safety, pass rush, offensive line, specifically guard or center. That's where I think the meat of the draft is going to be for the Texans. So if I had to guess offense or defense, I actually think they may draft more on defense and offense. Defensive line, I don't know. It's really hard to say. They have so many needs. They need running back, wide receiver, tackle, guard.
Blindfold and throw a dart. Oh, yeah. Let's take him.
They need a tight end. After all those years of drafting tight ends, it's actually a pretty understated
low priority.
Need.
That's a low priority. Kids get a guy. Farrell Brown, whatever. Brevin Jordan, whatever.
You do have two guys, but yeah. I think Farrell's a I wouldn't sleep on tight end in the third round.
Third round?
Yeah, you can get a good starter in the third round.
No,
you can get a good
tight
starter
end
in the third round.
Tight end is one of the last needs.
Get a good starter. We'll see what Pep Hamilton thinks.
Get a safety or a corner.
Do you not trust Pep Hamilton?
Yeah.
Are you anti-Pep Hamilton?
I'm pro-Pep Hamilton.
Okay.
Then get Pep Hamilton can work with these two, okay? He's got a Farrell and a Brevin.
Sorry, Pep. We're not giving you anything. We're all good. You get Farrell, Brown, and Brevin Jordan.
Thank you. You're good. That's good. Now go win a Super Bowl, Pep. Bye. 9:30 ESPN 97.5. Maestro.
Maestro the Bell. It's a chance for you to. Hey, listen, guys. I told you about it before. I want to tell you about raising your cocktail game to the next level. So when you have tequilas, a good top shelf tequila really makes a difference with margaritas. And when you have a smoky silver, like the Jumito, what that does is adds a little bit of a smoke at the end of your margarita. If you ever had that, it's such a difference maker. Or maybe an añejo. Why don't you just take the añejo or reposado? Those are two different types of tequilas they have. And then just Google that and cocktail, and you can come up with a variety of recipes, and you're going to find something that is right for you. It adds a different component, a different complexity to your cocktail. And so one of the things I love to do when you go to a cocktail bar or a restaurant with a good beverage program, man, you see some of these, go have a tequila cocktail and experience it and say, okay, I'm going to copy this with my Maestro Dobel at home. Or actually demand that the bartender starts carrying Maestro Dobel if he's not, or ask for him to use Maestro Dobel in a cocktail if he's not, and experience a difference for yourself. But I can tell you this, 11 generations of tequila makers, they've got it right. And no matter what the flavor profile is that you're looking for, the level of smokiness, the level of finish, the level of creaminess that you want, they've got the right type of blend for you. Maestro Dobel is here for you. Wherever fine liquors are sold, at your local grocery store, at your liquor store, at the restaurant, wherever, well, maybe not grocery store, but restaurant, you get it. Ask for Maestro. Demand Maestro Dobel. Good day, sir.
ESPN 97.5. Hey, it's Deion Sanders. They call me Coach Prab now. You already know Walmart is your one-stop shop for all those game day essentials. Now, Walmart and Gillette Labs are teaming up to take your game day to the next level. You got to swing by the shave aisle to snag the new Gillette Labs razor and get that W, man.
The new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar for a shave as quick and easy as washing your face.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback. And by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safeguarding discounts. Savings vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Braun Boutique Office is a concept by our landlord and friends at Braun Enterprises and provides design-forward, affordable, and intimate office experience within walking distance to some of the city's top restaurants, bars, and retail. With ease of access and core locations, the 15 local boutique office projects were able to accommodate businesses from single offices to entire floors. Lease your new office today. Call 713-541-0066 or visit BraunEnterprises.com. That's B-R-A-U-N Enterprises.com.
This Saturday is a huge day of horse racing at Sam Houston Race Park, Texas Champions Day. Over $700,000 in prize money, including six $100,000 stakes races. Elite horses, jockeys, trainers, they'll all be at Sam Houston Saturday. Post time is 6 o'clock. Hey, racing fans, it's number one horse handicapper Fred Fowler. Be my guest in a suite at Sam Houston during Texas Champions Day Saturday and learn how you can become a racehorse owner. That's right, you in the winner's circle with your horse. We'll show you how it's done. Reserve your spot at txracehorse.com, txracehorse.com.
It's hard to miss the new eye-catching digital billboard on wheels cruising around town. That's Running Boards Marketing. Running Boards Marketing is perfect for your birthday party, graduation, or other community events. Stream movies, live events, and even play the latest video games on a giant screen. Call 713-898-7839. That's 713-898-7839. And visit rbmwesthouston.com. rbmwesthouston.com.
Aye. Crawfish lovers, listen up. April 8th and 9th, BTR Cajun Throwdown is ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup is better than ever, featuring Gary Allen, Aaron Watson, Wayne Toops, JC Cassidy, and more. Come enjoy activities like Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contests, and an exciting kid zone. Get your tickets now at BTRCajunThrowdown.com. You got to tell them I sent you. It's powered by Michelob Ultra, BB's Tex Orleans, Mac Vibe Services, Tandem Trucking, and Energy Rental Solutions.
The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
9:35 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Spencer wants to talk about Carlos Correa. I'm finding out that from a couple of sources, and I'm not putting it on Twitter, because I don't care about Twitter. Screw you, Twitter.
Well, I mean, if you had a check mark, you could.
I don't want a check mark.
We're going to get you one. I'm going to make sure Paul
don't
want gets you a check.
I want a flipping check mark.
You're not even going to know it, and you're going to be like, why do I have this check mark?
But take the check mark off.
And we can finally believe you.
Now I'm important. I have a check mark. F off.
What did you find out?
I'm finding out that Carlos, a couple sources have now said he would have taken less money to stay than the Twins offered to stay here.
Maybe not a lot less.
Not a couple a year.
I was already mad just three at 105.
But the Astros mad they didn't know about it. The Astros,
and they ghosted him because, you know, that's how you do business.
I don't get it.
That's how you do business. You don't pick
up. When I'm telling you, when Jim Crane is done with you, he's done with you. And you know what? That's his business. That's his business style. It's how he's made billions of dollars.
Yeah, but it's gonna. We always talk about, well, what's going to happen when, you know, with Cal McNair, are free agents going to want to come here? Are free agents going to want to come here at some point?
Well, Carlos, you've had a couple.
If you start to get a reputation for being, now, they typically trade for guys. They traded for Greinke. They traded for Cole. They traded for Verlander. The only guy they've signed is Brantley. Brantley's really the only guy.
Well, no.
Except guys who are on.
Reddick, they signed.
No, but these are not guys who are top guys.
No, I know.
They're guys who love to take the paycheck.
He was a piece of the puzzle.
He got a 2-year deal.
I, I'm just worried. This lineup is six deep now. And if anybody has, if Bregman has another off year.
The Astros handled it perfectly. F. Carlos Correa says Mega Blast.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. The Astros handled it perfectly. No.
You mean they not? Had him. Hold on. You think this handling it perfectly is not. The handling it perfectly what? Is not just picking up the phone. A guy who you've won a World Series with, gone to three with. You don't just pick up a phone and say, Carlos, we're going to, we're just not going to do this.
Or what it's final offer, Carlos. What do you want?
You don't say maybe making an offer. You don't think that Altuve and the rest of those guys would have liked to run it back with Carlos for even one more year or the fans?
I don't know it for years? A fact, but is there any chance that Jim Crane became enamored with the fact that he doesn't have to shell out $30 million to a guy? Maybe. I got Jeremy Pena. We like Pena. Listen, well, Jeremy Pena might be really good.
It's a business move. I get that. Yeah. I just think you don't treat a person like we're not going to answer your calls or answer texts. That's just that's not the way you do things. This isn't some guy that you don't know. This is a homegrown player that you drafted.
Yeah.
There's no reason to do that to a player. You know what I mean? It's not about you don't have to pay him or whatever, but that doesn't make sense to ghost Carlos Correa. A, it doesn't make sense to me not to be in on a short-term deal when you have Verlander for two more years. It doesn't make any sense not to be on a short-term deal. But even beyond that, if you say, hey, Lance, sorry, we fundamentally believe in this, I'd say, okay, I get it. I mean, that certainly makes sense. What doesn't make sense is not picking up a phone call. What doesn't make sense is leaving Carlos Correa and his wife in you know, forget Boris.
His
little tiny baby boy hanging where you don't even say, Carlos, we're going to go in a different direction. We just don't want to pay $35 million a year. We get it. We understand. How hard would that have been?
No, it wouldn't have been.
It wouldn't have been hard. And now Carlos is going to tell Altuve. Carlos will tell, you know, Machete. Carlos will tell other, hey, what happened? Dude, they didn't make an offer. What do you do?
I would love that. They all know that. They were all in the middle of it.
Yeah, and at some point, that's going to be a narrative about Jim Crane.
Well, let's face it. Altuve's getting paid by Jim Crane. He got himself a five-year extension. Maldonado loves it. He's got himself paid here. I mean, you take the good with the bad. And you know what? It was handled poorly. But it might in the end, it might be the right business decision. We'll see. I'm not, maybe Jeremy Pena is going to be really good. I don't know. We'll see. And you know what? You're saving money. I don't care about Jim Crane's money. That he won't spend money is ridiculous because he's had the fourth highest payroll in baseball in what is considered a smaller market. The fact of the matter is the way he does business is brutal. I mean, but that's hardcore business.
I'd never considered this. Samantha Twitch said, Jeremy Pena's can't miss. Everyone knows all the best baseball players from the Dominican Republic go to the University of Maine to play college baseball. You know what? That's true. If you're a Dominican player and you didn't step straight into a minor league somewhere at 17, I'm a little nervous. Did he go to Maine? Is Jeremy Pena a Maine baseball player? That makes me feel like he's not going to be good.
Where did Craig Biggio go?
But Jeremy Pena's from Maine. I mean, he's from Dominican.
So
name one Dominican player you can remember that ever played college baseball.
A-Rod went to Miami.
He's not Dominican.
He didn't go. He actually didn't play at Miami, but he was at Miami.
He didn't ever play at Miami?
No, he didn't play.
No, that's right. He went straight out of high school.
He used to work out at Miami.
Did
Jeremy
Pena really play at Maine?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. Let's get Spencer. Yeah. Spencer in here. Hey, no, Spencer.
He was drafted out of Maine.
Jeremy Pena is going to be the next Carlos Correa, and then you all will shut up.
He's already 24 years old.
Then you'll all shut up.
Jeremy Pena is going to be 25 by the end of the season.
So?
That's like Luke Scott and everyone else. Old-ass, Maine-ass Dominican player. Bring back Carlos.
What's going on, Spencer?
Well, so, Pena is from the Dominican Republic, but he did go to high school in Rhode Island. So I don't know
exactly. I don't like any of this profile.
Well, he went to high school in Rhode Island.
He doesn't profile like a prolific baseball player.
What are you talking about?
Rhode Island and Maine from the Dominican Republic? None of this sounds like anything I've ever seen.
That's the route that Roberto Clemente took.
That's not the route Clemente took.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, so the reason I was calling about this Perret contract, it doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense, even a little bit. I mean, if the Astros truly stopped returning phone calls and texts, that's not a good look. But it doesn't make sense from either side. And it really doesn't make sense from Correa because, I mean, he took a three-year, $105 million contract with one of the worst teams in baseball. And he went to a last-place team that's going to be fighting for third place in the division. And if this was such a no-brainer contract for the Astros, then I don't understand why he didn't go sign with another contender. And so just none of it makes sense. It makes more sense to me that Boris drove him in this direction, and then he told all the contenders, unless you're coming with a $300 million contract, don't bother calling me back.
I think you're right. So and shame, you know, on the Spencer.
Shame on the Astros for not calling him back. But if every single conversation that Boris had with Click and Crane was, are you offering 300? Are you offering 300? Are you offering 300?
Well, you don't know. We don't know what the conversation. Actually, there weren't many conversations.
I agree.
November.
But none of it. But none of it makes sense from either side. And well, so it's a shame that Carlos left. But it
do
is
you know? Do you know? I'm sure you know, Spencer. You're an Astros fan. You know what Carlos's OPS is in Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
It's very good.
It's 1,200. You want to know why he went to Minnesota? Well, because he's trying to have the best possible. You're right.
The best possible offer.
They made the best possible offer, but it's also. But that is a fair point, though, John. Why would no one else get involved? I don't understand that. Why would you not have someone else involved? I mean, there's nobody that would like to rent Carlos for a year to have the opportunity to negotiate longer with Carlos.
Well, I don't know that everybody was aware. Yeah, maybe we're aware that he would take. How many teams are interested in one year opt outs?
Just pick up the call and call Scott Boris. That's not hard.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe this was. I don't know how many teams are interested in having 1 year opt outs from a guy.
It is a fair question. Like, where are the other teams? But I also do think there's a pretty good chance Carlos is in Minnesota for a very specific baseball reason, and that's because he sees the ball well and he mashes. And you're more likely to get, if he can get to 30 home runs, he's more likely to get to $300 million. He's never been at 30 home runs. If he can get to 30 home runs, $300 million is very possible. I would go ahead and say it's probable. Scott Boras is going to get him $300 million. If Carlos plays well, he's getting $300 million.
Yeah, more than likely. 9:45. We got a break.
Trevor Story, by the way, off the books. You don't have to worry about him. Yeah, Astros. 100%. I don't have to worry about Astros signing anybody, apparently.
Well, no. The thought is, though, Trevor Story and Carlos are going to be united in Boston next year. Trevor Story is going to be at second, and Bogaerts beat it, and Carlos Correa comes in.
And then you got that cheating manager of theirs,
yeah,
who didn't actually cheat. It wasn't as bad as
when the Astros banged. No, he didn't do it.
Remember when the Astros banged the trash cans?
Right.
Cora was not part of that.
No, he wasn't.
Was he?
No, he wasn't. He had no part whatsoever in
it. Okay.
What a bunch of... It's 9:45 ESPN 97.5. Right now I'm talking about HRP, HRP.net. My man, Mike Holly, is awesome, awesome, awesome. Played at UFO. Oh, he's a huge Kook fan. Well, he played there. He blocked for Andre Ware. And he started this business, and it's awesome. And here's what they do. Just like other... They customize a plan for you. It's not cookie cutter. Customize the plan. Make it the best plan for your business. Make it because it's your business is different than our business. And you have more employees or fewer employees or whatever the deal is. And you have different needs. Okay. You might have branches in other cities, in other states. That's not a problem for HRP. You might have a lot of HR issues. We don't have nearly as many. But you might have a lot of HR issues that you really need concentrated help on that, and they can do that as well. You may be having a lot of problems with your Affordable Care Act. You don't have those anymore because they're experts in the Affordable Care Act. They take care of all of your taxes. And if you're going through taxes right now and feeling the pain of it, go with HRP and let them take all of that burden off of your back. If you're looking for a great payroll company and HR company and people who are going to do your taxes for you, it's HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
It's time to get in shape. Hit the gym, work up a sweat. Sounds like you're going to need some energy. Good thing there's 5-Hour Energy Shots. With vitamins, caffeine, and essential nutrients, they provide an alert, energized feeling that helps keep you going throughout your workout, all without sugar or herbal stimulants. They're just what you need when you don't have time for tired. Plus, they're available in tons of delicious flavors. Ready to do this? Let's go. 5-Hour Energy for every workout. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone, America's number one brakes destination. Right now, save 15% when you get any two Duralast rotors with a set of Duralast brake pads. It's also AutoZone's national hiring event. We're hiring all positions, from sales to warehouse and drivers, both part-time and full-time. Visit careers.autozone.com or any one of our stores. Get in zone, AutoZone. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Hey guys, Joel Blank here. Let me tell you about my friends at New Brakes. It's a great concept. It's like going grocery shopping, but instead of blowing an hour, all you do is make the appointment. They come to you. They do what they do. You do whatever you're doing, lifting weights, you're drinking a beer, you're watching a game, or you're at work, and they take care of everything, and you don't have to lift a finger. All they do is brakes, and they do it better than anybody else. And all you do is go to nubrakes.com and mention ESPN 97.5, save 10%, and see what I found out when they came to my job and did what they did. New Brakes is the new way to do your brakes today.
Tired of losing business to competitors because of your outdated website? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, and we love helping business owners just like yourself build better websites that truly represent your brand. Call the folks here at SiteJab, 713-999-4661. The time to invest in your growth for your business is now. Call us at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661. Let's get started on your website today.
On the radio, all I hear is sell us your house, sell us your car, sell us your dog, sell us your wife, and sell us your children. My name's John Clay Wolf, and I created GiveMeTheVIN.com. First guy to ever advertise, sell us your car on the radio. Everybody copied me, man. I got to come up with a new deal. No, I don't, because we're the best car buyer in the United States of America. GiveMeTheVIN.com. And if we don't beat a CarMax offer, send you a check for $100.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your
Hi, everyone. Are you interested in the latest trends in the sports industry? Now is a unique time. Technology is transforming the sports world, creating new business models and billion-dollar industries in such places as esports, gambling, and health and wellness. Technology is changing the way we train, perform, coach, and recover. I'm David Gao, inviting you to join Alliant Group and Innovation Map for a panel discussion on the future of sports this Thursday, March 24th. To register, go to innovationmap.com and click on the blue banner on the future of sports.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of News of the Weird. We didn't have one yesterday, so. Apparently, Port Neches Grows strikes again. The Indianettes, they performed at Disney. Disney? Ooh, we regret. We regret having them here. The Indianettes. Apparently, they did their scalp 'em Indians scalp 'em. None to the delight of the audience. And Disney says, now I immediately regret having the Indianettes at Disney, perform at Disney. Oh, well. Sorry. Oh, my gosh, Lance. A thief. Good news. A thief was caught on camera burglarizing a Miami shoe store. He left with 20 left sneakers. Do you think that he'll be able to use 20 left sneakers?
Why are we doing that? No, you're not going to be able to use 20 left sneakers.
Oh, yeah, that is something we shouldn't be doing. Sri Lanka. Apparently, they have postponed all tests for their students.
Yeah.
The country ran out of paper.
Well, I love it. If I'm a kid.
No.
Are we having a snow day? No, but we're having a paper day.
You would think in Sri Lanka they could figure it out on a computer, but oh well. I don't know. Miami spent $350,000 on new park lights.
Yeah.
Park closes at sundown.
Yeah, but what about on super like dark days when there's lots of clouds?
Closes at sundown regardless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What else do we have here?
I think that's it.
A dog was dumped at a local shelter. The owners say he's gay. Listen, you want a gay dog? Because there's one here.
I can tell you how they think, why they think he's gay. There's an excessive amount of humping with another dog. I can just tell you that I have a female dog that does that to a male dog. So I don't know what that means. I have not. I don't want to. I just know that I think dogs just do that. Because she's going after it. And I'm like, get off of him, Penny. Horrible. So I splits his, got his ears back.
Splits ain't ready for you.
Splits isn't, you get Splits off of him. And then he's like, and then they start fighting.
Maybe Splits should get with this dog. Maybe he'd like this dog better.
Splits doesn't like any of that stuff. You don't know. Penny should.
You got a girl in there, icky girl. He don't like that. Santa Barbara,
the
California.
Girl's doing that to him.
I know. He don't like it. It's icky. Maybe he's looking for this gay dog. Santa Barbara, California is apparently they are considering putting a public nuisance tag on a Chick-fil-A. Do you think Chick-fil-A is a public nuisance?
Wait, what?
Yeah, apparently.
Santa Barbara.
Because cars are lined up in the street all the time trying to get in, and it's a public nuisance.
It is true.
Do you think Chick-fil-A is a public nuisance?
Can more people... Do you know that when I went to Tuscaloosa, we stopped at a Chick-fil-A, and there's a line of about, I don't know, 15 cars in two different... So it's 15 in one lane and 15 in the other, John. I drove up, and I'm like, are they closed inside? I went inside. I just ordered and got my food in about 2.5 minutes. What are you idiots? Why are you... Just come inside and get your food.
I know.
They're so conditional, like, yeah. I just have to stay in this drive-thru line. Like, yeah. You know you can go in and get your food, right? Dummies.
With that said,
those are some long-ass lines.
A man was saved from a South Carolina lake. It appears that he was drowning. A boat came up and saved him. Unfortunately, afterwards, he didn't want to be saved. He was trying to get back on his jet ski. It became obnoxious, and they shot him. So after being saved...
You should thank us for saving you.
Yep.
I ain't thanking you for nothing.
Now we have to shoot
you. Who was he saved by? Marlene? Or Darlene?
Darlene.
Because you can't say anything to Darlene.
No, Darlene well, now you can.
She'll put up with a certain...
Now you can. Supreme Court are not going to hear the appeal of a Nova Scotia man. He wants this license plate. And apparently the Nova Scotia won't give it to him.
Is that his, his name?
No, I don't know if that's his name, but the license plate says grab her.
G-R-B-H-E-R, but it's one word.
Grab her.
Yeah.
Right. Apparently the Nova Scotia says, nah, we're not getting that. Have you ever had brain surgery?
Not yet.
An OnlyFans model apparently had brain surgery, and she kept taking pictures of herself naked in the hospital. Do you want naked pictures of someone that just got brain surgery?
Is somebody taking pictures that's nudes?
Yeah.
So while she's in surgery or after she's...
After she's recovering, she's literally the thing got a, around her
no,
head?
No, that feels like a snuff film.
I really don't want that.
No.
Oh, good terrible. News. Hey, good news. South Carolina's brought back firing squad executions.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have. New York Post. South Carolina has brought back firing squad executions. They kind of feel like they're more humane than the electric chair or the injections.
Maybe, I don't know.
They
Maybe
might be.
So.
Might be. All right. Just don't murder somebody in South Carolina because you will face a firing squad. But you, my friend.
I face Texas Custom Patios. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to meet with them Saturday, but we're going to have to, Steven's about to find out. I'm about to move that meeting again. And because I got something else I have to do, but I can't wait. Get a cooktop. I can't wait to have a cooktop. Cheese steaks, grilled chicken sandwiches, burgers pressed down flat, bacon, eggs outside can make that.
I'm really excited about that. Also adding a grill and a refrigerator out there. This is something I should have done from the very beginning, but that's okay. I'm doing it now. But the great thing about Texas Custom Patios is whatever you're looking for, they will give you a price point. Now, keep this in mind. You're going to get what you pay for, but what you get from Texas Custom Patios is an incredible extension of your home that is going to be not only beautiful, highly functional, but you are going to truly enjoy it. And you are going to see that same value come back when it's time to sell your home. Get your house exactly the way you want it by having a patio, an outdoor living space, an outdoor kitchen added on your home. They can also do freestanding pool houses and so much more. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Please stand by.